I really don't think that's an appropriate venue to do something like that.
Well, it's a free country, isn't it? I don't see why not.
I mean, yeah, but...
We're rolling, guys.
Oh, well, okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest-running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, voted number one person in the UK, Kat Baker. Today, we are joined by Paige Starr.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Philippines. It's so lovely to be here.
And you've come here to teach me a lesson, haven't you?
I've come here to teach you a lesson you'll never forget.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Who are you? What do you do? You've got some keys around your neck. Why is that?
Well, so I am a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, but the content that I create is Dom content.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dom life chose me.
Wow.
So I am now, I don't fight it anymore, I'm just rolling with it. And these are the keys to the pets that I currently have locked.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of pets?
Like actual human people.
Oh.
Yeah.
So not like a parrot?
No, I don't think that you should keep parrots in captivity, actually. Well, but I do think that you should lock men's willies up.
That is such a good point.
I mean, how much trouble has a parrot ever given you?
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
Like, just putting it out there.
Yeah, to be fair, we should... Yeah, I say free all the animals from the zoos and put the men in there. Well, specifically their penises.
Nothing makes me happier than a man in chastity.
Right. Honestly, okay. What is it that does it for you when a man's in chastity?
I think it's having like complete control over their every desire.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am a girl who likes to be in control of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And having them locked in a cage and knowing that they will do absolutely anything I say to get out of it.
Right.
Anything. Pay any amount. Do any task I set for them.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, really gets my creative juices flowing.
Oh, my God. I can't even get a man to wash up his mug after him.
Oh, you need to put him in a cage.
Okay, right. Okay, yes. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like no orgasms for you until all of your chores are done.
What do you get to decide for these men?
So it all depends on the man, really. Yeah. I mean, they all have different wants, needs, desires. So I kind of tailor it to them. But I can give you some examples.
Yes.
So I had a lovely guy who was a budding screenwriter, only the naughty boy was not writing his screenplays. So he would be locked and he would have to produce 10 pages of new screenplay for me to peruse at my leisure. He would also, that's a paid service obviously as well,
my God.
Because it takes time to read over
yeah.
pages and pages of like terrible screenplay.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
And if it was good, I would say, no, this is good. You can have 2 hours out of your cage. And if it wasn't, I would say, no, this is no good. It needs rewriting. Go back and do it again.
Well, God, how come you haven't been employed by, like, the British Film Institute?
I know.
Yeah.
They're really missing a trick.
They really are. To the amount of fucking lazy comedians and writers I know, all they need is a Dom to just kind of...
Crack the whip.
Yeah. Be like, you can't have a wank until...
Until you give me some good material.
Oh, God. I kind of wish I had that when I wrote my PhD, actually. Being like...
Do you know what? I really could have helped you with that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Next time. Next PhD, yeah. You give me a call.
Yeah. And what... Do you get to decide, like, when they eat and things?
Yeah. So I've had subs who have wanted to lose weight. So oh, yeah. We've put them on a diet. So meal planning. I'm also a nutritionist.
Oh, my God.
Like, not a qualified nutritionist, by the way. Like, completely unqualified.
Yeah.
But, you know, how hard is it to Google a macro count? Like...
Yeah.
Google is free.
Exactly.
My time is not, though, so obviously that is also a charged service.
Yeah.
yeah. And he lost, so his goal was to lose £2 a week over the course of 6 months. Mm. If he lost his £2 in the week, then he got to have Saturdays out of chastity. And if he did not, no happy time for him.
I love...
Get to the gym.
Oh my God, I love that men, to be able to complete like basic tasks that required of an adult, they need a woman to be like, you have to lock your... Your willy needs to be locked up.
Locked up.
For you to be able to... do the what, most basic of
the
things.
Most basic things. The most, like, honestly.
You heard that, like, meme, it's like, men will do anything except go to therapy. Like,
yeah. I am the most, I am the most expensive therapist.
Yeah.
Any of them will ever have. It used to be the same in the strip club.
Yeah, so like, you used to work in a strip club. Tell me about that. Give me the gossip.
So, wow, I mean, do you just want to know all the things that people usually want to know? Like, there's a list of stories I go through because I know they're the stories that people actually want to hear. They don't want to hear about the night that I went home with £5 and cried myself to sleep.
No, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the going home no money. Because I have a friend who, I think she maybe quit recently, but there's a lot of nights she'd go home and be like...
Oh, yeah. Like, nothing beats your, like, ego or... self-esteem like a bad night at a club, especially if you're the only one who's had a bad night.
Oh my God.
But the night that I'm talking about, I think it was like a Tuesday in January, like literally a week after New Year's Eve, and I had decided that New Year, New Me, I was going to be really conscientious and I was going to turn up for work like at least 3 nights a week,
yeah,
which at that point in my life I considered full time.
Yeah, it's same to me, that's a full time job. Yeah,
so I'd picked my days. I was going to go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and then I was going to do alternate Wednesdays as well. So this week was my first week back, so I was being kind to myself, and I was like, I'll start the alternate Wednesdays next week. But I went in on this Tuesday. And I have been stripping long enough to know that January can be a little bit dire. So I would take Uno in with me so that we had something to play.
Yeah.
So I took Uno in with me. We had one customer in all night, and he happened to be one of the regulars who came in and just, you know, the I'm only here for a drink type guys. And he just felt so sorry for all of us that he gave us each a £5 tip. And that is what we all went home with after 3 hours of playing Uno. And I didn't even go home in profit because I did also drink 3 glasses of awful shit wine.
And did they still charge you like a house fee?
No. So the club I worked in was actually, at that point in time, was quite cool. So if it was a quiet night like that, there would be no house fee. It would just be commission.
Right.
But at the weekends, there would definitely be a house fee. But yeah, that was my worst night on record. Not one dance, not one, like, what I would call a customer. £5.
I remember I haven't done stripping, but like, I did webcamming, and there, I remember there was a couple of nights where I come out way and I'd be like, I made minimum wage tonight.
Like, yeah, you could go and work at McDonald's and have made the same.
And with my clothes on.
With your clothes on. But you would have had to leave your house.
Yes, and deal with the like general public face-to-face.
Yeah. And I've worked in McDonald's as well. I've actually worked in a McDonald's, and I can tell you, it is awful.
I did Superdrug. That's the
most depressing one I've had. I think McDonald's and Tesco's are my two most depressing jobs I've ever had.
What was better, McDonald's or Tesco?
Tesco's. Okay. So I used to work on the deli counter and the fish counter, and the boys from the bakery would bring me donuts.
And that's when you knew you had special powers.
That's when I knew I had special. That's when I worked out, oh my God, men will do anything to make me happy.
That is amazing.
Like, imagine being like, I'm going to steal from my job just so I can see this girl smile. And I was quite capable of stealing from them myself.
What's it like to have that effect on men?
I mean, I wasted it for a good portion of my youth. Yeah. If I knew then what I know now, I would have been an absolute monster.
Yeah.
Like, I would have set my sights so much higher.
You could have got men to do all kinds of crimes and things.
do you know what? Even like if I could just get them to like, you know, buy me all of the shit I wanted instead of being the strong independent woman that I insisted on being and buying it all myself. Like, that was stupid.
No, you could have.
Why was I buying designer shoes when I could have had a man buying me designer shoes and I could have bought my second property?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like I'm buying men all this stuff all the time at the moment. Well, that's just because the only interactions I've had with men recently have been people who I'm employing. So I've been buying them lunch and things. So it's work expense. But
I mean, surely the pleasure of working for you, like, that's worth some investment.
Yeah. Is that not? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Yeah, send me back my money.
With interest.
Yeah, but I think that's how the market should be.
Yeah.
Women don't employ...
Women exist.
Yeah.
And...
If they employ men actually pay them.
Yeah.
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 I don't agree with that, but anyway, carry on.
So, yeah, I worked in the strip club from... I think I started when I was about 22 and worked all the way up to... On and off all the way up to COVID.
Do you think strip clubs are like dying now?
Yeah,
because I hear women are making less and less and less in them now.
Yeah, so I actually I was a bit poorly last year and so to kind of recoup some financial losses of me being out of work for a fair whack of time I thought, oh well, I'll just go and work in the club.
Yeah, make a grand or something.
Like, I'll work there a week, make a grand. I have never been so humbled so quickly. It was, the last time I danced, I think I made 600 quid on, it was either a Friday or Saturday night, it was a weekend night, and I was upset.
Right, yeah.
Like, just to give you a little dose of how out of touch with reality I was upset by that. I was visibly distraught when I got home because I was like, I wasted makeup for this.
You wanted, like, at least a grand.
Yeah. I mean, my happy cutoff was always about 750. That 750, I'd be like, do you know what, I can't really complain too much, that's, you know, a good amount of money. So I was upset that I made this 600 quid. And then when I went back last year, I didn't go back to the same club, to be fair, because I was avoiding some people. We won't go into that today though. But I went to a different club because my friend was like, oh, it's really good here, you know, it's only open till 2 a.m, so you can be home in bed by 3. I was like, I like that idea.
Yes.
It was so hit or miss. It was so insanely hit or miss. And like, even on the busy nights, it was, you know, a good night in that club was like £500. I've been used to a good night being like £2,000.
Right, yeah.
So
you must, but also a lot of the money must come after 2 a.m.
In like 100%.
Yeah, because that's like when most of the bars shut.
Yeah. So I always used to think if I'd made like £400-£500 by midnight, it was going to be an absolute belter of a night, because by the time everything kicked out at 2 o'clock, I'd already got my house fee paid, like all the money it cost to like get me there, get me home, get me lubricated enough to work. You know, I'd covered all of that, plus I had my, you know, what would be my mortgage and bill money basically. And then everything on top of that was like, yay.
Yes.
And, you know, in this club, at 2 o'clock, when everything else is, like, kicking out and it should be, like, starting to go, it's, like, bedtime, which, again, I was like, I really do like bedtime.
Yeah.
But it was also an hour from my house.
Money time.
I do like money time.
Yeah.
I do like money time. But I found it really... I was almost sad because I still have friends in that industry who that is their full-time job, that is their only work, and it is just not what it used to be.
And it's like, if you're gonna do that kind of work, it needs to be worth it.
100%.
The stigma that comes with it, and like the...
Don't get me wrong, I think there is, like, if that is the job that you can work around your life and you are making enough to live, there is absolutely no shame in that. There is nothing wrong with that. You do not need to be making $2,000 a night to be successful. If your goals are, I need to make 200 quid so that I can, like, pay for ballet lessons for Betty or, you know, whatever that may be, I think there's definitely a place for that. But for me personally, it was my... I was a career stripper, so...
What? So what do you mean? Like, you were...
So it like, were for...
You wanted to move up stripper ranks.
Well, there's not really stripper ranks to move up, but I was I was there for a really long time.
Yes.
You know, on and off 15 years is a good stretch, isn't it? It's a good stretch. So, and then when I started OnlyFans, and I started that August 2019, not having a clue what I was doing, by the way, I didn't make any like decent money on it, but it was kind of like a, that's what I was going to do alongside dancing for the next 2 years whilst I progressed from one money-making scheme to the next.
Yes. I remember the first time I got on cam, I think I started December 2019, and like I remember someone like gave me 40 quid to get my tits out, and I was like, and I just did it. I was like, oh my god, I'm the richest woman in the world.
I know, and it's so easy, isn't it? Yeah. So easy. You're like, oh my god, yeah, I can do that.
But then actually when you do it, there's a lot of times where you do make nothing or like it's shit. But
it's like any kind of self-employment, though. Exactly. You get out what you put in. Mm. And also, there is so... Like, going in on your period sucks. Like, you... Because you don't want to be...
There's not enough men with a period fetish. I really wish there was more, because I feel like I lose money when I'm on my period at the moment, and like I feel like I need more men who just want to see that blood. I mean, obviously OnlyFans doesn't allow it, but
there are other platforms that do and that, like, they're out there. You've just got to find them. Like, if you can, I've got this theory, which it doesn't matter how outlandish it is, it doesn't matter how wild it is, it doesn't matter how crazy it is, someone somewhere is really fucking into that very specific thing. You just have to find them.
Yeah.
You know, that's marketing, though,
and
isn't it?
And also, you kind of have to hope they're like a spender.
Yeah, you do have to hope that. But if they're into it enough, they will find the money.
Yeah, I haven't had... I think I've probably had like one or two period requests throughout my years.
Yeah.
Like someone be like, I want to see you on your period.
Yeah, I haven't actually had that specific request, but I did accidentally throw a photo up where my tampon string was hanging out. And the thing, this was recently as well, this is in like the last 3-4 months while it's been sunny. I took some photos in my garden in a bikini. And 4 years ago, oh my god, I would have been absolutely devastated that I'd done that. And I would have gone through like a 12-step editing process of like, you know, getting rid of that fucking string. Or I wouldn't have posted it at all. Now I'm like, yeah.
Well, also, did you know that if you... Key to men here. If you ever see a woman's tampon string, it's good luck.
I did not know that, but now you say it, it makes sense.
Yeah, it means you're going to be in for a good day if you see a woman's tampon string hanging out,
I also, this is a tip for men everywhere. Like, if you have someone in your life who suffers the gift of periods, day one of their period, if you deliver them a bottle of wine... And just silently, like a silent tribute, pop it down in front of them, maybe with a glass as well.
Yes.
A straw.
Well, I would probably say like a funnel.
A funnel, and yeah. And then pour it down. Yeah. Like your day will be so much better than if you didn't do that.
Yeah.
In my experience, I'm sure there are people out there, you know, wine isn't the tribute they want. You should find out what your period having person's preferred method of tribute is, and just make sure day one or a day before for me is the worst day. That's when I am the most volatile.
Same.
That is when you deliver your tributes to the period gods and be like,
do you recognize when you're on your period? Like, do you like sometimes I forget. Why am I saying?
Why am I crying?
And I've been. It's happened every month for years now. And yeah. I still, like, for how long? Like 15 years. I've been having periods.
Yeah. It's been quite some time for me as well, and it still hits me by surprise.
It's been about 10 years for you. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not far off stopping them. Which is a whole new thing to look forward to. Second puberty.
Yeah.
Second puberty.
I wonder if my voice will change. I know that's men, isn't it?
Well,
I could still, my voice could. Well, no, apparently, no, women, you do, your voice does get deeper when you're older.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that my voice is a lot, and my voice is still quite high pitched, but I think it's lower now. I used to sound like Minnie Mouse on crack.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you do it?
Well, maybe, like, it used to be like, maybe I used to talk like an octave higher.
Oh my god. I hope that at some point my voice is like this, and I might be French as well. Like,
do you know what? You could do French so much justice.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think I look French. A lot of people think I'm like German.
Oh,
you could be Swedish.
Little schnitzel.
Yeah, little schnitzel. That's what everyone calls me.
Is that your rapper name? Yes. Little schnitzel.
Yes. To be fair, if I was a rapper, I'd probably call myself little schnitzel. So
yeah, I'd eat that up.
Yeah. Nice one. Yeah, you could be Swedish. You must get that a lot.
Russian is what I usually get mistaken for.
I see more Swedish than Russian in you.
It's probably because I'm quite tan at the moment, but I used to be absolutely, like, my skin was translucent.
Yeah, like me. I can't wear, like, white on this camera because I, like, glow. So, yeah. So I can't.
So, like, yeah. The morning star.
Yeah, like, I had, like, there's one episode I looked back and I was wearing, like, a white top and it was just, like, sort of just a white ball of light. Like, so pale, but yeah.
White skin is healthy skin, though.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, you mean like unsun, but not like only white people are healthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, like not sun damaged.
Not sun damaged skin is healthy skin. Oh, that's it. It's over. I might as well go home.
Oh, my God. Yes. No, yeah. I'm trying to... That's the thing. People are always like, you're so pale. And it's like, yeah, but I'm going to, like, age backwards. So, yeah.
100%. You're going to Benjamin Button this shit.
Exactly.
And
I can't wait.
Yeah, no. I'm all for, like, so I factor 50 my face every day.
Yeah.
And if I am out in the sun, I actually wear a hat.
Yes, I've been wearing a hat a lot more.
It's really, like, protects your hair for a start. I actually wear a visor, so it doesn't protect my hair at all. but it's my forehead. I'm always like, because for some reason, I think maybe it's because my forehead is quite prominent when I have my hair up, which I do when the sun's out.
I've got a really big forehead.
Have you? Let's compare foreheads.
Mine's a big one.
Oh, like, I mean,
whose is bigger? Anthony,
I can't be the judge of this competition. I'm sorry.
What a weakling.
Get the tape measure.
Oh yeah, we need a tape measure. This is our competition now.
Okay, we'll do it afterwards and put it up as a YouTube.
We'll do
special.
Wait, if you go like that.
I mean, I think I get it. I think I get it.
Smaller than yours. It doesn't look. Mine looks bigger than yours. Maybe my. Oh. We need a maths genius here to sort of.
Can someone
teach
explain?
Us.
Yeah. Can yeah. someone explain, please?
Yeah. A geometrist.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, my forehead gets really sunburned if I don't wear a hat, and you know, I wear massive sunglasses because I don't like, you know.
Yeah.
Bright light ever.
And also all the fans.
All the fat, yeah. I have to like disguise myself.
Do you get recognised much?
I have only been recognised where they've come up to me like twice. Mm-hmm. However, on two separate flights, I have been recognised, and I have not realised that I've been recognised until after the flight. So the first one was a flight to Vegas, and someone sent me a message on OnlyFans to say, oh my God, I saw you on my flight. I didn't believe you were a real person. And then I saw you and I just wanted to say hello and I hope you have a great time in Las Vegas. I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And the second time was I was going to Scotland with one of my vanilla friends, one of my lovely vanilla friends. We were going to visit another friend. And there was a youngish lad.
Right.
On the plane with his mum. You saw how I arrived today, headphones on, sunglasses on, like I'm in my own world, oblivious. So that's how I fly as well. So I got on this flight and I just looked at my friend and I said, just so you know, like you don't exist for the next 2 hours. headphones on, sunglasses on. And then after the flight, she said, did you see the guy and his mum sat like two rows in front? And I was like, nope. And she went, I heard him and he said, mum, I follow that girl on Instagram. And then his mum got up and turned around to look at me and I'm like, sunglasses, earphones.
I thought it was like, mum, I wank over that woman.
Imagine having, what mom. An amazing, like they must have the most amazing relationship.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Like, I would never with my mum.
No, I don't think I would tell my mum. I could say to my mum, oh, that man, I guess I could say to my mum, if a man came up to me and he recognised, but I guess I could say to my mum, that man wanks over me, mum. So.
Yeah, but would you say to your mum, I wank over that man?
Yeah, actually, maybe.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I've always wondered, me and my mum don't have that kind of relationship,
right, okay, yeah.
But we get on really well. Mm-hmm. We have got on better as we have both gotten older.
Yes.
That's what I'll say on that
subject.
Well,
so I think I would say to mum, but she'd be disgusted and horrified. Like, she wouldn't laugh it off.
She'd be upset.
Well, she'd be like, oh, why would you tell me that? Yeah.
Oh, cat.
Yeah.
Cat Baker.
Oh, God. Yeah. But yeah. So I tell it whether she wanted to hear it or not, I guess.
That's fair.
Which is unfair of me, because if she said that to me, I'd be absolutely horrified. So I should probably reevaluate my choices.
I think they're just fine.
Yeah, true. So one thing I think you mentioned to me, there was someone in the strip club who is.
Yes.
This is how you became a dom?
Right. So there were a few. Mm-hmm. So there's three main catalysts for my trajectory into the dom life.
Okay, yes.
So number one, I need a name for him. What can we call him? Dave. His name is Dave. And Dave was a regular of a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And she came over to me one evening. She was like, I'm going to introduce you to Dave because he's doing my head in and I need some help with him, which is a normal thing to do in a strip club if you've got a customer who's been like, you know, you just need a little sidekick action to come and, you know, loosen them up a little bit. She was like, he's doing my head in. I need you to come over. I was like, okay. She was like, I need to tell you something before you come over. I was like, what do you need to tell me? She was like, right. He's got a really specific kink. Mm-hmm. And when he's in the club and he's with me, he likes to call me mummy. And I was like, I mean, I I've called a man daddy before, so
yes,
you know, I don't kink shame. I was like, yeah, that's fine. So she was like, so he's gonna call you mummy. I was like, that's fine. And then she was like, he's also, when he wants to go for a dance, he doesn't say, can I go for a dance? He wants to be taken for a feed.
Oh my god.
And I was like, right. And she was like, don't worry, he's not, you're not expect, like, it's because it's no touching in the club. It's just, you know, it's all fantasy, it's all role play, it's all a bit of fun. This is what he used to say, all fantasy, all role play, all a bit of fun. So I was like, right, yep, that's cool too. Mm-hmm. We can do that. So I went over, got to know Dave. Dave was actually a really lovely guy, absolutely cracking sense of humour, just wanted to be treated like an actual baby. Mm-hmm. So wanted you to talk about, you know, changing him and feeding him and, you know, if he, oh, I've got two mummies to please, if you don't, you're gonna put me over your knee type thing. It was all quite gentle and fluffy. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of, as time wore on, he got more and more involved in the fantasy. So one time he turned up to the club and he'd asked for my lingerie sizes the week before. Yeah. So I'd been like, wow, new lingerie.
Yeah.
Absolutely, bring it on. Mm-hmm. And he turned up with a bag from Mothercare, and within the bag there were two nursing bras. If you don't know what a nursing bra is, it's a bra where you unhook here and it kind of whaps your boob out. So, and that's what he wanted me to, he was like, please may you wear it this evening. I was like, in here, in this club, in front of all of these other hot girls.
Yes.
So I was like,
so he wanted to wear you out, wanted you to wear it out of VIP or in the VIP?
So he wanted me to wear it in the VIP, which is, you know, fine. But he also wanted me to keep it on when we went back to the table, because we would go VIP, go back to the table, have a drink, then go back to the VIP. Yeah. So it's kind of, you're still walking around in front of people.
Yes.
And
which is too, you know, many people.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Too many people to like be that open with such a niche interest.
Oh,
I feel.
Oh my god.
So there was him, and then there was my favorite guy. We're gonna call him Simon. Mm-hmm. Which is not his name. Mm-hmm. Anyone called Simon who is like this, that is just a really weird coincidence. Mm-hmm. So Simon was very short,
yes,
had one leg.
Oh.
So this already interesting person,
yes,
like really short, one leg, and he had a really like high-powered job in one of the businesses in the locality, but he only worked in that area like 1 or 2 days a week. So he would come in on the same weeknight every week.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, you know, he didn't come out and, you know, and say, oh, I'm really submissive and I want you to like dominate me and make fun of me. Mm-hmm. It sort of, you know, progressed.
Yeah, I've fired that before. Yeah,
like it's, you know, kind of like the I just want to call you mummy. Mm. I just want you to call going for a dance a feed. I just want you to wear this fucking nursing bra. That's like, that's how they get you. They don't go straight in.
I want you to swaddle
me. Exactly. So I took it, like, he came in for the first night and he was like, oh, I just, you know, I really want to get to know you. I was like, well, that's an expensive hobby. So he was like, no, here's £300, just sit with me, like outside of VIP, outside of the dance room. So I didn't have to pay any commission on that £300. I was like, yes, I will sit here for £300 while you get to know me. So we're getting to know each other, and then he sort of was like, has anyone ever told you that, you know, you look really dominant? And I was like, oh, it's like come up every now and again, like in the club, you know, because I'm not short, but I'm not the tallest girl in the club, but I was taller.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm 5'6". I used to wear 8-inch platforms, which like does put me into the very, like, that puts me into the most people walking into the club have to look up at me, which I did enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, conversation started like that. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to come in next week. I really, you know, I want you to come and sit with me again. blah blah blah. So he comes in the next week and then he was like, oh, I'd really like to go for a dance today. I was like, that's fine, we can go for a dance. And he went, how much is it? I was he said, how much do you want? And I was like, are you asking how much do I want or how much is a dance? And he went, how much do you want? I was like, £50. And he was like, okay, handed it over. And then because I was literally towering over him, his, like, this man must have been five foot five.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I would have been taller than him without my shoes on. And so I was absolutely towering above. And he just kind of looked up at me and sort of his mouth fell open. And there was this real moment where I thought, oh my God, I'm going to spit in this guy's mouth.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I stopped myself. Mm. And then at the end of the dance, he went, I really thought you were going to spit in my mouth. And I was like, that's so weird, because I thought I was going to as well. He was like, I wish you had. And I was like, that's it. Right. Okay. And then that progressed from there. And
right.
He was lovely because he would come in regularly every week, spend at least £300, which I would rarely have to pay commission on.
And did he call you mummy?
No, he didn't like to call me mummy. He liked to call me Miss Page.
Miss Page.
Ooh, and he would like that. Also, I want to remind you that this gentleman had one leg, so he had a prosthetic leg. Mm-hmm. It was a very expensive, very realistic prosthetic leg. Mm. But he still walked like someone who would have trouble walking, and he would enjoy being made to go and fetch things for me.
So right, yeah, so like
he would refuse the waitress service so that he could go and get me drinks from the bar. And like in the beginning I wouldn't let him bring them over because I don't like to leave my drinks unattended with people, so he would have to walk to the bar, order my drink, and then the waitress would bring it over anyway. And then I would make him tip the waitress.
Oh my God.
He would,
but he wanted to do that thing of sort of hobbling over there.
He just wanted to serve me.
Right.
He wanted to run errands for me. I'm pretty sure I could have got this man to do my taxes had I wanted him to.
Why didn't you?
Oh, I have another guy for that.
Yeah. You got one just for every chore that you have to do.
That's what I'm trying to work towards. Okay. That's what I'm working towards. So
how do you think I could be more like Mummy Dom? Do you think I've got that in me?
Darling, no.
Really?
No, I think you're mummy's baby girl.
Really?
Yeah, I think you give off really strong baby girl vibes. But that doesn't mean that you can't top from the bottom.
I see what you mean.
You know,
I think I'm a bit bossy.
Maybe the brat life would be more for you.
Okay, explain that.
So being a brat is just exactly as it sounds. Like,
so sort of being
unreasonable, stroppy,
yeah,
demanding, like just really, you know, really making your problems their problems until
okay.
they fix it.
Okay.
I reckon
I can get on board with that.
I think
it is also Brat Summer, if you didn't know. Charlie XCX's new album Brat, so
I did not know that.
So that is something.
Hot Brat Summer.
Yes.
This is your year.
I've been saying it.
2024, the year of Cat Baker.
Well, yeah, I mean, some would say every year since I've been born has been the year of Cat Baker. But,
who are they? Is it your mum?
Yeah. My mum and me.
Do you know what? That's some people.
Yeah,
they're the only people that matter.
Exactly.
So.
And I did ask you to bring just some of your tools of the trade.
I did. I only had my small suitcase with me,
yeah,
so I couldn't bring a whole lot. But
you couldn't bring your, like, massive thing that you tie people to.
No. My St. David's cross has stayed
yeah,
at home. I felt like it was a little bit much for the tube. Do you
imagine
know what I mean?
Like carrying a cross on your back.
Like Jesus.
Yeah. And they'd be like, where are you going, oh holy one? It's like, oh, she's talking about men that call me mummy.
Pegging.
Talk about pegging. So you've got some...
So this is just...
Is that a collar?
Yeah, this is a collar. So this is like a symbol of someone's submission to you.
Okay.
And obviously, if you're going to have a collar, like you have to have a lead.
Now, did you buy that from an actual pet shop?
Yes, because I wanted one with a leather handle. And a lot of the cheap ones you get, it's sort of like this sort of material. I wanted like a proper heavy duty, like if that can hold a XL bully, it can hold Simon when he's being when he's being a little shit.
Exactly.
So yeah, I wonder if they should
ban horny men the way they said ban. Well, then we'd be out of a job, wouldn't we?
We would. necessary evil. A necessary evil.
They are.
So, and then I've got a bull gag.
Yes.
And these are my favourite because, you know, like in space, no one can hear you scream.
Mm-hmm.
With a bull gag, no one can hear you moan, like, or whinge, or complain, or say no. So, you know, just pop it in and
exactly. And do you find there's a difference between having ones with the holes in and not, isn't the ones with the holes in, they like gather your spit more?
Yeah.
And then if they don't have holes in, the spit just sort of out.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. I think the other thing, the ones with holes in, if you're gonna be doing any kind of like mask or nose play type thing, you can also you can breathe, which I'm told is important.
Yeah.
For humanity in general.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But I sometimes think maybe it's like propaganda, you know.
I've never taken the time to really research it thoroughly myself.
I feel like it's big breath. You know, like they're like trying
like big pharma.
Yeah, they're trying to force this agenda.
Yeah.
On us that we need to breathe. But
yeah. I mean,
I'd say breathing's for betas.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Real women don't need to breathe.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Let's try it out.
Like, obviously, some little cuffs. These are gentler because they've got, like, fur on the inside.
They'd still be semi difficult to get out of.
Absolutely. Absolutely, like it's still a two-person job.
Yes. You couldn't just slip on out.
No.
Well, I mean, you could if you were like really desperate to get away, but most people are not desperate to get away. They're in those cuffs.
Yeah. Like if they are, it's like a pretend. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, don't put that in my butthole.
Oh. Oh, but that's my favorite. They will always tell on themselves. Mm-hmm. So when like they'll say something they'll say something along the lines of, oh no, I hope you're not gonna make me put that in my bum.
Yeah.
And I go, oh my god, you know what, I've just had the wildest thought, why don't we put this in your bum?
Yeah.
And see how that goes.
And you have to pretend that you're just like, yeah, you're totally like,
yeah
you're putting this on your bum.
Yeah.
And you don't want
I've decided now.
And they're like, oh,
that's exactly what they're like. How did you know? Have you been watching?
I just know these things.
Are you a subscriber?
Maybe.
Pervert.
Have you ever paid for porn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, but it was research.
Okay.
And also outright what's the word? Curiosity. So there was a time I was subscribed to two girls.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is Savannah Solo, who is...
Oh, the Star Wars girl.
Fucking iconic.
Yes.
I love her. Everything she does, I'm basically like, I want to marry her. Mm. I want to run away with her to Hawaii and like... We can both dress up in our Star Wars costumes,
right, yeah,
and have lightsaber fights every night and then watch all of the films back to back, one after the other, and, you know, argue over which film is the best film.
Very specific.
Like, yeah, I really, I've put a lot of thought into that. Mm-hmm. And so I was subscribed to her for quite a long time. And then I also subscribed to Becky Goodwin.
Okay, yes.
Because I wanted to watch her series on, oh, Star Wars, because it was like a Red Dwarf parody.
Right. Yes.
And I was,
I remember that TV show.
Yeah, I was really, like, I'm a sci-fi girl. I was really.
So you're a massive nerd?
Like, the biggest. The biggest. Oh
God. So, like, you have all these men doing things for you, but then you're also, like, a massive nerd as well. That's, like, the man's. Yeah, that's really a man's fantasy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I like that bit of the fantasy I never had to work on either. I've been into Star Wars since like I was a kid. Star Wars, Star Trek, Red Dwarf.
Yeah, I've watched some of the Star Wars films, but yeah, no, completely kind of goes over my head.
Oh, I watch them like, or they're some of my comfort films. Lord of the Rings, absolutely. Fucking love it.
Really?
Yeah, can you not tell that Gandalf is the inspiration my hair?
Yeah. Have you ever done any Gandalf role play?
I've done Lady Gladriel.
Okay.
So
yes.
Kate Blanchett in the movie. I did that role play.
I love that.
it was interesting.
But I was thinking I haven't actually, yeah, I've never actually, I don't think I've actually subscribed to anyone else's OnlyFans.
Have you not?
No, only for like I've given like girls, we've given each other free subscriptions,
yeah,
to like check each other's stuff out or whatever.
Yeah, I do that as well. Paid. Like me and my friend have, or like we were each other's first subscriber.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're like, oh, you give me a free trial for a year. Oh, yeah. And every year I'm like, my free trial's run out. Can you send me a new one, please? Yeah. Like, because otherwise it's just pictures of you, and it gets quite lonely on that feed. So it is nice to see some other stuff, and sometimes you'll see something and go like, oh yeah, I could do that.
Yes, although I am a bit of a narcissist, so I do love that there's just endless photos of me.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Oh my God, sometimes I'm like, if I have to look at another photo of my butthole, I'm gonna cry.
I'm saying that, but I genuinely do go through phases where I'm like, I'm so sick of my face. Like, I'm so sick of looking at my face. Like, or just like, or even just my butthole. Like, I'm just so sick of looking at my butthole.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you, I found there was definitely not so much now, because therapy, but there was a time where I became so critical about everything, like, because you're taking like 200 photos of yourself and then going through the 200 photos, trying to find the 10 photos that you hate the least, and then going through those 10 photos and thinking, right, what do I need to... do I need to hide? What needs to be cropped out of this?
And it's like, because, you know, like when COVID happened, everyone was on Zoom and everyone started getting loads of surgery and things because they were looking at themselves a bit more than what they usually do. Imagine what it's like when you're a content creator and you are just looking at yourself
all the time.
All day, all every the time. Day. It's like, you're like, oh my. I mean, sometimes, a lot of times I am critical of the way I look, but then other times it is just a general, like, I just need to see someone else's face for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, because my face is just there.
I also find, going back to our conversation about, like, period insanity, there are about 2 weeks of the month where I'm, like, so kind and so generous with myself and I love myself so much. And then there's a week where I'm, like, a little bit less like that. And then there is a week where I am awful to myself and nothing is good enough, nothing looks right, everything is awful, and what I used to do during those weeks is like delete anything I made so it would never be seen again. And now what I do is I shove it in a folder and then I look at it a couple of weeks later when I'm feeling a little bit kinder, and 9 times out of 10 I go, what was my problem?
I've kind of had that. When you go through periods and you're like, oh, you're feeling crazy, and you look at stuff and you're like, oh my God, what is that? And then I look back at it in the future and I'm like, what was I?
Yeah, it's your luteal phase.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's also like when I get my like superpowers around then.
Yeah.
So when I can do the telekinesis.
Oh.
Yeah, I can do that around then.
So I'd love that superpower.
Yeah, so I like make things move with my mind.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I can kind of do the same thing, but instead of moving it with my mind, I'll make a man move it for me.
Oh my God.
See?
That's powerful. That's power.
That's power.
Mm. There is a fly flying around the room, and I keep thinking maybe it's like a spy. You know, I'd like...
Like a bug.
Maybe it's like one of your... Like...
Submissives.
Submissives has sort of transformed himself into a fly.
Well...
And is here to, like, serve you.
That would be so interesting. Because... Yeah. I'm not sure what service you could provide as a fly, apart from like vomiting on my food. Yeah, yeah.
Like slowly eat up shit.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What were we talking? Like, I swear I have never finished a conversation. I feel like we've had like 15 conversations and I've not finished one single one. So
well, that's because they've all been amazing conversations, probably like the best in the world.
Hard to beat. Yeah. I feel sorry for whoever you have on next, because
they basically won't even exist.
Yeah,
but you've got some rope.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so I thought I could give you a little bit of a makeover.
Yeah,
so like a little submissive makeover, mm-hmm. if you like, so we can, you know, role play what it would be like if you know, I just came to your studio and then like tied you up and ball gagged you and stole your podcast.
Oh,
but it wouldn't really be stealing, because I feel like you'd want to give it to me willingly by that point, so
probably. Yeah, wrap some of this around me.
Yeah,
so
I need both hands to do this, though, so I'm not sure.
For this one, Kat, put the microphone down. You got this. This is worth it. Okay.
So, for the audio listeners, Paige is about to wrap a noose around my neck.
You're going to have to stand up.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Hold on. I just need to locate what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. There we go, that's what I'm doing.
Do I face you or turn around?
Face me for the moment, but mm-hmm. we'll need to turn around in a second. I just need to get the placement of this right. Yes.
It matches my top.
It would help if I actually got it through the loop, wouldn't it? It's really pretty rope. Right. It's like, I will tie you up, but you'll look really good while I do it. Right, turn around for me. Yeah. That's it, good girl.
Yes, mommy.
Oh. I'm sorry, friend, I'm just going to move you over there. Turn around for me again.
So obedient.
I am. Hello. And again. Oh, no. There we go.
How many people have you tied up?
A few. I did, do you know Rose Jones?
No.
Only Rose Jones. She's an absolute sweetheart. We did a little collaboration a while ago.
Mm.
And she was kind enough to let me tie her up.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually I would go into like a full harness, but I'm gonna just leave this. Actually, I'm gonna tie this off at the back here. We'll just leave that there for now. There you go.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, you look gorgeous.
Should we sit down?
Yeah.
Should I sit down, Bert?
100%.
What do we think, guys?
I, like, I seriously think
does it make my boobs look huge?
They look
like massive melons. Yeah,
massive, absolutely enormous.
Oh my god, it's so cute though.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
It's really pretty. That is Shibari, the art of Japanese rope bondage.
What do you think, like, what is it about that that people like? Is it just the aesthetics?
I think it's a mix of things. So it's A, beautiful.
Mm.
B, it's quite sensual.
Mm.
It's intimate.
Yeah, that did feel very sensual just now.
When you make the eye contact.
Mm.
Like, and I, you know, I like a little bit of prolonged eye contact.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if I was at the mercy of you and you were tying me up, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, it's a bit of a power move, but also there are, like, when you really get, I would say I'm amateur.
Okay.
I'm amateur. I'm like, you know, I'm like basic level.
Mm.
I can do a couple of knots and I can make something look nice, mainly because the rope I've got is so pretty. But there are, like, as you go up in the levels, there are people do suspensions with it where they're like hanging from bamboo sticks like a suckling pig, and that's when you get into the more, like, that's a really submissive position to be in. You've got to have a lot of trust.
Yeah, see, I don't think I could ever be that submissive.
No,
but I like being a little bit submissive, but I'm not like a complete, like,
I don't like being restrained at all in the least. Not even a little bit. And I don't like, because I wear a lot of latex, and one of the things that I get asked the most for is latex mask content, but I'm actually incredibly claustrophobic.
Also, it sounds so sweaty.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Latex is so sweaty.
It's so sweaty. And there's no ideal weather for it, because you think, you know, in the winter it's horrible putting on because you're cold and you're putting on freezing cold rubber.
Yeah.
And then in the summer you're like, well, at least it's warm. And then you're like, it is not just warm, it is like I lose 5 pounds every time I want to make latex content in the summer through the sweat
and
alone.
You, like, the drip just sort of
But
I think people love that though. They love the drip.
Mm.
They want to lick the drip.
Oh,
they want to, like, snuffle it up.
I you know, I said earlier I went on that podcast with the lovely Taylor Ryan.
Yes, you went on the Have a Word podcast.
Have a Word pod.
Yeah,
and I went in like my full latex outfit. So latex leggings, long sleeve latex top with a corset over the top. And I was kind enough, after about an hour of being in that outfit, to say to Taylor, hey, just put your hand up my back a second. it was like someone had put a shower head inside the neck, and it was just flowing out. I think she was very lucky that I let her do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm surprised she didn't, you know, get a cup of it or something and sell it.
Well, I did leave her. I left her unattended after I got change, so she might have been lapping it up off of the...
Bloody probably. I know what she's like. She's been on this podcast and she's, degenerate. Yeah, she's done some filthy things.
Grot bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you, Taylor.
But yeah, oh my God. No, yeah, I feel like it could improve your posture. Could it?
I mean, it would, because a lot of the knots end up on your back as well, like, it would stop you sort of like digging, because the knot would go.
I feel like he's got a problem with my posture, so he might.
It's not that I have a problem, it's that, you know, I'm looking at you on the camera and quite often over an hour of the podcast you go from upright to slouching.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to shibari you up every time.
I have a problem of ending up being horizontal.
It sounds to me like you need a dom in your life. Maybe not a full-time dom, but like just someone who can...
I am a really bad procrastinator as well. So I think I need, like, you know how you were like those men. I think for me the thing would have to be, for the incentive for me to do stuff, it'd be like, you, like, instead of a wank, it'd have to be like scrolling on TikTok for an hour.
Oh yeah, or you like, oh, that's easy, we could just put downtime on your phone.
Yeah, then I could do that, but it'd be more fun if someone was like restraining me or something like that.
Fair.
Yeah, although I don't really like being so they'd have to be like, I think someone would just have to physically take away your stuff I derive pleasure from. So my phone.
Your phone. Like, I don't know what my incentive would be. If I, like, maybe if someone took away my rot days. I love a day to rot. That's like elite
rot.
Self-care.
I think you said your rock days.
No, rot. Where you rot. Where you just
your rock and roll days.
Stew in your own juices. And
I do love a day like that.
Yeah. Stare at the ceiling for 5 hours. Mm. Absolutely perfect. Thinking about how is this my life.
Do you not watch stuff on a rot day?
So I do fit, so I end up in a habit where I do things over and over and over and over and over again. Mm. Or eat the same foods over and over and over again.
Are you like ADHD or autistic or something?
Yeah, both.
Have you diagnosed as both?
I am awaiting my assessment. But both run heavily in my family.
I think you, because with your sensory thing, I feel like, that's
but
autism.
I basically
also, why is everyone that comes on this podcast autistic?
This is such a theme.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We're here for
it. Do you know what? For a long time, I thought that I was stupid and useless because I would have days where I am an absolute powerhouse of a woman. I can achieve things on these days where that would take other people weeks. And if I could be like that every day, I would be absolutely unstoppable. Unfortunately, I am not. I have days where I'm like that, and then I have days where the executive dysfunction kicks in and I can't even brush my teeth. It is debilitating. Like completely debilitating. People think it's just like, oh, a squirrel. It's not. It's like, oh, a squirrel, maybe I'll get to brush my teeth today and maybe I'll feed myself, but maybe I won't.
People who I know, and I know they've got ADHD, it's like,
yeah,
they like very like, it can be very difficult to function. It's funny, I know all these neurotypical, but I'm not neurodiverse. Like,
you're neurotypical.
Yeah, I am.
How is that for
which
you?
people always shocked at, but I haven't got the TISM or the ADHD. I'm just and when I don't get stuff done, it's just, for me, it's just pure laziness and like procrastination.
That must be so great. I would love that. I would really love that,
because also I can do, like, I'm lazy and I procrastinate, but I can do stuff like remember to eat or like brush my teeth.
Okay,
so I think
like the basic self-care stuff. So you know how people are like, oh, it takes 30 days to form a habit, right? So I went out of my way I wanted to create a new morning routine for myself because I wanted to give myself the best morning ever every single morning. So I created this routine / ritual where I would get up and I would do exactly the same thing every single morning. And it meant that I remembered to take my vitamins. And it also meant that there was an element of cleaning that happened during this routine. And then I got a new coffee maker for Christmas this year. And I'd had about 2.5 months of this routine really working out for me. And I was like, I'm a woman with her life together. Nothing can stop me. I got this new coffee maker. And because it changed the way I made my coffee, I haven't taken my vitamins since.
Right.
Occasionally, I'll remember at the point I'm supposed to remember that they are there.
Yeah.
And I will take them. But that happens maybe one day in 8.
It's funny. I was with my friend yesterday who has ADHD, and he like got an alarm on his phone at 1 p.m. and it was eat lunch. And I was like,
I find that very relatable.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, for me, my body just if I haven't eaten, I can't function. Like, if I can't do the basic things first, I can't function.
Sometimes I'll find myself finding things really difficult, more difficult than I would usually find them. At about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be like, why can't I just do this bloody thing? And then I'll sit back and I'll go, oh, I'm so shaky. Why am I so shaky? And I'm like, oh, maybe I actually need to eat something.
Drink some water.
Drink some water. Yeah.
So like when you're like domming, have you ever had, what are the kind of things where you're like, nah, that's just too far?
So I don't go in for age play, like daddy's little girl is not for me. Not for me. That makes me feel like very uncomfortable. I won't wear anything that restricts me, like masks, anything like that. I need like to feel like I can breathe very, very freely and run away as quickly as possible. But that's about it, really.
I've had people ask me to do like race play, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I get like if you're into it or whatever, then that's fine. But I'm just like, mate, if the thing, well, also I just personally wouldn't enjoy doing that. But also I'm like, if that got fucking leaked of me, like,
could
like
you imagine? Me using racial
slurs, like people aren't going to care about the context.
So. Same. Yeah. Anything like that sort of. It's a bit problematic.
Yeah, have you had anything that's just like too weird? You're just like, oof, that's just too weird.
Right. The thing is, I like the weird stuff. Do you want to hear some weird stuff that I've done for customs?
Everyone loves the weird stuff. Everyone wants to hear the weird stuff.
Okay, yeah. Right. I'll give you two. So one guy wanted a custom video of me face sitting. And what he wanted me to do, he sent me a photograph of his face that he wanted me to print out. I haven't even started.
Yeah.
Right? So I had to print out this face and stick it to the pillow that I was going to use for the face sitting. Mm. And then he wanted to be wrapped in cling film. So I then used the camera POV where the face was, and I basically made a human shaped dummy out of pillows, stuffed trousers and cling film that involved me
that's
just wrapping
a
it
big art and craft project
it was paid well. Do you know what, where things like that I'm like, fuck yes, I want to do that.
Can you say how much it was, or do you know what I'm saying?
That was $600.
Worth it.
I think so. Yeah. And it sounds a lot of effort, but it didn't take as much time as you think.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass having to walk over to the library to print his face out. But you know.
Yeah, someone asked me the other day, would you do a gunging video? And I was like, I need at least 600.
That's
a lot of mess to clean up.
The next one that I had and I did he wanted me to become the Incredible She-Hulk with tentacle hands and you can get that stuff, what's it called, Sloob. Have you seen Sloob before? It's like this coloured lube that you can put in the bath, and it makes your bath water like thick lube, basically. You can use it for
I have heard of that. Yeah.
But he was really specific. It had to be a specific colour.
Green.
So yeah, like teal green. Teal green. So it was more of a blue.
Okay.
And he wanted the tentacles to be like, he wanted me to grow giant with tentacles and crush cars.
This sounds like a huge cinematography project.
Do you know why? It's some of my finest work.
Oh my god, that is just,
I think I've still, so I've detailed. Still got, I've either got the video or a screenshot on my phone. I'll show you afterwards, because I used the green screen in CapCut.
Naked in it?
We can't put it on socials, I'm sorry. And he also paid for exclusivity. Yeah, I've just kept it because I'm so proud of it.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's just the camera angles, the makeup, the background.
Oh yeah. And he paid for the whole outfit.
Isn't work.
I know. He did also pay for me to get a Incredible Hulk dildo, which when it arrived, I was like, absolutely fucking not. How there's a limit it? For it. Yeah. It was enormous.
Yeah, I don't do like, big things.
I can't do big things.
No, I got that tiny perfect vagina.
Yeah, same.
It can't be destroyed.
Same. No, no.
Please, there will be no pussy destroying.
Absolutely not. Know? And, you know, I always find it really, really impressive when girls can do it. Oh, or even, like, guys, when they can get those enormous, like, things up their asses. Yeah. Absolute hats off to you.
But I'm just impressed when I see a girl doing, like, doggy with, like, a slightly above average dick. Like, that to me is impressive. I'm like, wow. You go, girl. Because I can barely.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Like.
But, I mean, you know.
But, yeah. There's
that's what life is like, having a perfect tight vagina. So
yeah, hard.
It's a hard life.
It is.
Someone
hard.
Has to live it.
Yeah. Mm. But those are, you know, those are some pretty weird things, and I suggest to those. So I'm like, yeah. I've had requests where I've priced high and the price has put them off. So someone wanted like an alien dominatrix, like with full alien makeup and a latex catsuit, which at the time I didn't have, so I was like, he'll have to buy that. He'll have to pay for either a makeup artist or all new makeup for me.
Yeah.
And also, this is going to be the price of the video. And he was like, oh, I thought it was $100.
No, it is crazy. Sometimes guys will be like, they will request the most insane things, and you give them the price, and they're like, oh, sorry, I only have £50. And I was like, well,
I can do something else for that. We can work something out. But like,
I will write your name on my butt cheek for £50.
Oh, I don't do fan signs.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, because some of them can be used for like authenticating on like Reddit forums or things like that.
I guess I've never had them have a username, but it'll be something they'll be like, can you just write John? Then I think it's like
cute.
Yeah. If there's any Johns out there,
I've got the photo ready.
Right, I have a couple questions for our fan problems. I just want us to answer, because weirdly enough, there's two questions in there that I think you would have good expertise on.
Insight. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's hear them.
So someone says, how do I tell my friends about my ABDL fetish? What is that? Is that baby diaper?
Yeah. First of all, I think we need to break that question down a little bit.
Why do you need to tell your friends about your...
If this is becoming a thing where it's going from a kink to more of a lifestyle choice...
Yes. So like they want to do it full time.
I'd say that there's going to be some barriers to living that full-time life.
Like social norms.
Yeah. I mean, we are social creatures, and like, as boring as it is, there are some rules that we kind of all abide by out of courtesy also, for each other.
Can I just say, this conversation, kind of conversation I used to have, like, as an undergrad sociology student, these are the kind of things you'd be like, what do social norms mean, and do we...
I personally, whatever you're into, you should be able to be into, as long as you're not hurting anyone. And, you know, it's consensual, that's the most important thing. And I think the thing with taking an... adult baby diaper kink from the bedroom to your real life is you go from being in a space where anyone you're sharing that space with is a consensual member of that play to then kind of forcing it upon other people. And I don't think that is okay. I think, you know, possibly
some things need to be private.
Some things do need to be private, and we don't need to get our friends involved in everything. and unless, you know, you are ready for like some, I would imagine, some serious backlash.
Yeah. If you want to say it during a game of Never Have I Ever.
Maybe bring it up there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if if they're just wanting to talk about with their friends, you should be able to talk. Like, I mean,
but
we're
don't
girls,
ever
so.
Show your friends.
No.
Don't ever show them.
No. I think if it's just something you want to be able to talk about with them, absolutely you should be able to talk about, you know, all sorts with your friends. I mean, I like, for me and my friends, we have no boundaries. Anything can be a topic of conversation. There's no holding back.
It's just,
ever.
It's a lot different for men as well, though.
It
I
is
think.
A lot different. And I think if you're going to come out with that kind of thing, there's probably going to be some repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, that you should be aware of. But if you're okay with that, or if you're with a friend you trust who is going to, you know...
I wonder what it's like to have a fetish. Like, to be so driven by something that, like, because obviously I have kinks, but I don't have a fetish.
No.
I don't know if that's, like, is that a fun life or an annoying life?
I would imagine it's quite restrictive. Like, because you'd never be, unless you were in a relationship with someone who could cater for that fetish. I've been in a relationship with someone who had a fetish. He had a fetish for shiny things like satin and silk. You know, like the...
Oh, okay, yeah, I've heard that before.
Like beach skirt material, like 90s beach skirt material. And actually, it was fun in the beginning because I was like, oh my God, I can like... make this guy come whenever I want. I just have to like put this skirt on or like put his hand on my stocking and that's it, game over.
Yeah.
But also it got to the point where he didn't want to have sex with me unless I was wearing one of the things.
Oh God, it's exhausting.
Yeah. So
and what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You can't just have sex like off the cuff. You have to like have this particular item.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting to me to have a fetish.
Yeah, I imagine it was exhausting for him as well. Like, but I was quite, you know, because in the first 2 years, I'd been like, yeah, all right. Then when I started to realize that actually I could just be any girl in that beach skirt.
Damn.
Like, it, yeah. Like, sometimes you just want to be Sunday morning and just like
have a normal shag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be able to come within 15 minutes without needing to like fill my beach skirt.
Oh my God.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Fucking hell.
I wonder how he's doing now.
Yeah. He's probably watching.
Maybe. Yeah. I doubt it.
So the other question I had is, this was from a lady.
Ooh.
I do have some female viewers. She says, I want to try working in a strip club, but terrified of the judgment that may come with it. What would you say to her? I mean, it's fine. We just talked about how we think strip clubs are a bit of a dying industry now. So it might not be the best time.
Yeah. But if you do decide to go for it, you have to be aware that going into any kind of sex work, you will most likely get found out in the most awful way possible. I know it was for me.
Really, what happened with you?
So I was working in the club, and before I'd worked in the club, I was known in the village that I lived in before I lived in that town. I was known in that village as Shy Page. That is how quiet and shy
and what a
I
tiny
was.
Village to be known by your emotion.
Like
your
a population of 300.
Oh my God.
Right. Really small village, everyone knowing everyone's business type life. I was minding my work.
At least
minding
it's Shy
my,
Page, not Creepy Page.
Yeah, fair. And then one night, while I was minding my own business at the bar, a stag group walked in of 20 dudes, and it was every dude from that village in an age range of 18 to 45 had all been served by me at some point in the pub, and I was there with my nipples hanging out of my dress.
Oh my God.
In a real oh fuck moment.
Yeah.
Because I told like my family and immediate friends knew, but it's not something I publicised.
Yeah.
So I think if you are thinking about going into the industry, tips to make that less likely to happen work far, 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 far away. Always work under a pseudonym. Like, obviously, that goes without saying. And
you're more likely to be able to do it. I think you're more likely to do kind of stripping and full service sex work, like, anonymously. But if you do stuff like OnlyFans, it just becomes impossible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The, like OnlyFans is...
Everyone I went to school with, like, knows what I do now. Because also when I started posting, like, comedy skits, my stuff also started pushed out to women and things like that. So, like, I know... like a lot, like everyone I've known,
yeah,
has like seen pretty yeah. much a bunch of my videos, and then they go to my profile and see I'm also, you know,
woo.
One of them. So yeah,
one of them.
Yeah,
but no, just work far away. Use a pseudonym, like, and if you're that worried about people finding out about it, don't do it. If you think it's a life ruiner for you, if you think that your parents finding out is going to make them disown you and you actually like your parents, like, don't do it. It's not worth it. But
ultimately, yeah. I think if you're, if it's something you want to, I mean, you can try a couple of shifts and nothing bad's gonna happen.
No, and also you can move around. I think you're less likely to get found out if you move around a lot. I think if you're in the same club over and over again, like, you kind of form attachments and familiarity with that venue.
But generally, I would say, yeah, don't think you're gonna make loads of money.
Yeah, no, like, and it's like any job, you learn over time how to make money. It's not everyone thinks you just walk in and, like, and people walk up to you and take you for dances and they don't. It's a sales job.
Yeah,
like,
it's fucking hustle.
Like, yeah, really.
And be all right with getting people being like, nah, thanks.
Oh yeah, the rejection is awful.
Yeah,
really awful.
Yeah, that, but it must be like, yeah, you gotta go, because at least with, like, online stuff, people just come to you if they want, if they like you.
So
you haven't gotta ask them, do you want me?
No, they're there because they want you and they like you. That's one of the things that I like most about OnlyFans, is that, oh, they're here because they want to be here.
Yeah,
not like when you're in a strip club and you walk up to a bloke and he's like, oh, I'm only here because it's my mate stag do, and I don't really want to be here, and blah blah blah, and then 10 minutes later he's got a shot inside him and you see him walk off with Sharona.
Yeah. You're like, why Paul?
Why Sharona?
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, fucking hell. Right, well, I think that's kind of mostly what we've got time for today.
That's a shame. I'm only just getting started.
Oh my god. Have you got any messages you think you want to tell the world?
Yes. Tip your doms.
Oh yeah.
Right now.
Absolutely.
I said now. Go and do it. That's about it.
Yeah. It was a tip us.
Oh yeah.
Tip
that too.
Us in general.
Yeah. Just
send us money.
Do you know what, if someone makes you smile, you should just give them money.
Yeah,
like, that's, oh, you've made me happy, here
I
you
like
go
that. I like that idea.
Yeah,
yeah, give us some money.
Yeah.
Also, but don't forget to pay your bills.
Yeah,
don't forget to brush your teeth, wash your hands after going to the toilet.
Yeah, basic care. Look after yourself.
Eat lunch.
Drink water. We are basically complicated houseplants, aren't we?
We are.
Cucumbers with anxiety.
Where can people find you? I mean, I'll put your links in the description.
So all of my socials, as well as any other subscription-based websites that you might want to find me on, can be found at pagestar.com.
And it's, is it two R's?
Yeah,
Star
two R's.
Two
R's. Because I wanted to make...
P-A-I-G-E-S-T-A-R-R.
Yeah, I wanted to make life really difficult for myself. I was like, why make this easy? when I can just, you know, give everyone a...
Oh, God, can I just say my first username when I first started was Naughty Kitty Cat 94. Such a ridiculous name. Also, if anyone's starting out in the industry, just choose a name.
Choose a name.
Don't choose a username, choose a name. It's going to make your life so much easier.
Yeah, just a normal, everyday, like, name.
So, thank you everyone for watching, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, no, thank you so much. Thank you for coming as well. Forgot to say that. But yeah, bye everyone.
Bye.